So the server's gone to sleep. So that was the end of the introduction to JavaScript, which was meant to illustrate the types of things you can do with JavaScript, which is arithmetic, especially on the basis of forms, and you can generate effectively arbitrarily complex dynamic HTML pages by building them up from the values of variables and then using document.write to generate those pages. I only showed you a single line of document.write, but there is, in principle, you can, because you've got all the stuff of a computer program with for loops, you can generate arbitrarily long documents using JavaScript. And they can all be dynamic. So the advantage of JavaScript can be, it can be dynamic. You can take very easily the results of forms and input them. So this is what I, and as I pointed out, these forms are very fast because it's all client-side. When you enter that stuff in a form, it goes straight to the client. The client processes it and changes the value. So it's essentially instantaneous. Whereas if we wrote a CGI script to do this, it would take a substantially longer time. Okay. So this particular